I'm Scott Paulson, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find God's presence in your everyday life. It's the end of the evening, bellies are full, the table's cleared, desserts plates stacked away, and your guests gleam with gratitude. Another successful holiday dinner, the outcome, pure perfection. Now it's time to sink into the couch, put your feet up and enjoy the moment. With a sigh of relief, you look up and say, "Thank you." Now rewind the clock 24 hours. The last minute trip to the extremely crowded grocery store was anything but quick. After navigating the aisles for the customary yet always forgotten can-shaped cranberry sauce, mini marshmallows, and Harlequin ice cream, you eventually approach the register after emerging from an unending line, only to reach into a void where your wallet should be. After the frantic home and back again dash, you're finally on your way home with a car sputters to a halt, immediately reminding you of the last item on your list, the trip to the gas station. But to top things off, as you coast to the shoulder, you run over the only object within miles sharp enough to puncture a tire. Not only are you out of gas, but now you have a flat to contend with. After almost 2.5 hours, you pour out the soup that was once ice cream, try to salvage what's left of a charred roast, and now, adding to the knee-deep slurry of struggles, you have to buy a new tire. The question arises, what is there to be thankful for? Of course, this unexpected upheaval pales in comparison to many of life's storms. On any given day, we may face sickness, financial burdens, car troubles, disastrous weather, and the feeling of being pulled in every direction, just to name a few. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It's easy to be thankful when everything seems right, but sometimes we're facing bad days. It can be difficult to feel gratitude. Thankfulness rarely comes in the form of a deflated tire or empty gas tank. It's hard to give thanks while living in a chronic condition. It may feel unbearable to be grateful while writing an obituary. This is why it's so essential to pause. Reach for the heavens and thank God for who He is. Thank God in all circumstances. The list of things that are difficult to be thankful for can go on for miles. But what if you start a list of things to be thankful for? I personally started a daily habit of listing 3 things that I'm thankful for. Even in the midst of a storm, there's always a reason to be grateful. And when I don't feel it, I pause, reach for God, and even in the storms raging around me, I'm always able to find at least 3 things to thank Him for. Cultivating a heart of gratitude in every situation enables us to experience God's presence and peace, nurturing resilience and hope, allowing us that peace beyond understanding. It won't change the circumstances, but it can certainly change the perspective, turning that quiet, sometimes reluctant, thank you, into a courageous act of faith. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministry of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.